Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dean Jaruzicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikvang Napop Sanam about no beginning nor an end. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepop Sanam, 11,740, July 31, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. It is said in the sutras that the beginning is actually the end, and the ending is actually the beginning. Hence, there is neither a beginning nor an end. Everything is always revolving and changing. When we decide in the beginning, then actually the desired end result will inevitably appear. When we decide from the beginning that we wish to get enlightened, surely thereafter the aspired enlightenment does come to us. Our first thought then becomes a cause and actually follows us. If we all practice, we can have what we aim for. For this reason, all of our minds are already that of Buddha and Bodhisattvas. With such minds, we can all the more realize and attain the truth. However, in order to attain the truth, we must practice every day. Gradually, as we emerge from suffering, our minds can already be comfortable. Our own thoughts create our thinking, and any negative thinking leads to the three poisons. But as we have the space to reflect upon ourselves, in that time and space, we can even correct our thoughts. This is why our minds are already walking on the path of Buddha. Hence, when we realize this truth, and we do our work accordingly, then everything can be taken care of with wisdom. Therefore, when we wish to talk, we talk. But when it is not important to others, we only make our own mouths sore. However, when a correct thought appears before we speak, we can see the situation correctly. That way, we make our minds and those of others comfortable. Consequently, all our negative thinking is dispelled and we have comfortable relationships with others. Even if we have lost our friends because of our own ignorance, we can harmonize with them again. For this reason, the lonely mind disappears and we all have serene and fulfilled minds. The peace in our minds remains in this life and even after death. With that tranquility, we make ourselves comfortable. Furthermore, even if our bodies age, our minds do not get old. So, just like seeing a shining star in the sky, we can see and know ourselves correctly. Thank you very much, Jikwang Napop Sanam. Thank you very much, Chikwang the Pop Sunim, and thank you very much for listening. Let us have peace in our minds, this life and even after death. Enjoy your week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.